You're listening to the Humans of DevOps podcast, a podcast focused on advancing the humans of DevOps through skills, knowledge, ideas, and learning, or the SKIL framework.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane Grohl of the DevOps Institute, and welcome to another episode of the Humans of DevOps podcast. I'm really excited today to be joined by two guests, Tiffany Jotchka of Harness and Jason Baum, Director of Membership at DevOps Institute. Welcome, Jason and Tiffany.
Thanks, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Hi, everyone. Thanks.
Hi, Tiffany.
Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about Harness. In particular, because today we're going to talk about value stream management, your experience with that as well.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So hi, everyone. As Jane mentioned, my name is Tiffany Jotchka. I'm actually an evangelist at Harness, and we help with simplifying and scaling software delivery. So we have a CI/CD platform and various other products on the line to help help anyone do software delivery and be able to do it in this continuous fashion. And so a lot of the content that I try to share and try the stories that I like to tell are really centered around this topic, right? Whether it's through sharing some practices that you can use with specific technologies, specific processes, or even just some awesome things that you could learn as a person to help your teams and to help scale software delivery. So a lot of my experience is around telling those stories. But before that, I was a consultant at Red Hat. And so I had the opportunity to actually do a couple of value stream mapping exercises and kind of value stream management in general with clients on specific engagements. So it's very exciting for me. And I didn't really realize that until I got more into this field and started talking a lot more about DevOps, that I realized that there's really a good place for it, and it helps people. It actually has an impact.
Awesome. Thank you. Jason, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I am the Director of Membership for DevOps Institute. My background is not in DevOps. My background is in association building, in association management. So I've been an association professional for the past 15 years in mostly nonprofits, but a little bit on the for-profit side as well. I am a community builder at the end of the day. I've built out communities for professional associations, trade associations, and the like. So really, I'm here for the human side of what we do, which is building connections for those of you who are listening. Building out communities and making sure that your experience as a DevOps professional, basically, you can learn from each other and take away some of that value. So a little bit of what we're doing, at our skill up days. Think about that 365 days of the year and not just one day a month.
Awesome. Thank you. So let's start today's conversation talking about value and value stream management, which is the topic under the microscope at the upcoming Skill Up Day. Tiffany, how do you define value stream management? It's a term that's bandied around quite a lot in our space. And I'm not 100% convinced that we have a common mindset or a common understanding of what value stream management really is.
Yeah, I kind of get that sense as well, especially because when you talk about something as broad as like a management framework or a management principle, right? That includes a lot of things. And we can look at it from a culture perspective. We can look at it from the perspective of principles and practices and even tooling and exercises, right? So to me, value stream management is really about like what it sounds like. It's about managing your value flow throughout the process, throughout your software delivery process. So, that involves a lot of things. That involves your people, your process and technology. And so a lot of, I think, the practices and methodologies found in value stream management helps you map and understand and you know, map, optimize, visualize, even govern the entire process of how you deliver value to, you know, your end user, your end customer. So that's how I think about value stream management.
Do you think that we have a common understanding, either organizationally or industry-wide, of even the definition of value? Like, how do we know we're creating value?
Yeah, I think that's a very challenging question for a lot of people, right? Because value for one customer could be something very different from another customer. And, you know, it's always dependent on the solution. It's always dependent on the use case, the industry. And so, you know, even from the perspective of a single application, you could have multiple value streams, right? Because there are just different, there are different use cases. So for example, if you're even like a software delivery platform, right, you could have a bunch of users, different end customers, right? You could have DevOps engineers, you could have security teams, you could even have CFOs looking at cloud costs and how deployments affect costs. So I think like that's one of the interesting things about value stream management is that even though you have different values, different ways of delivering values for your customers, you can still manage that value stream, those value streams, I'll say, and people can still kind of understand what's going on and not get lost in the process. Because I think that's another thing is that when you're the person working on the application, delivering the application, you may be really confused about how your role applies to that entire process, right? And I think that's one of the reasons why there's this push in DevOps and in teams to really focus on value and value stream management.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I've spent more than a few years in IT. I'm not going to admit how many years. But I think IT in particular, because in the early days, we did not necessarily understand how we delivered to the bottom line. And so the definition of value might have been, you know, deployment, you know, we deployed, so therefore we're delivering value. And now I think there's a lot of emphasis on customer experience as being a, you know, the key indicator of value creation. And I love the fact that we are putting this kind of focus on value and its different definitions, right? The deployment may be an aspect of value. Customer experience may be obviously the key indicator of value delivery. And Jason, you know, when we talk about value creation, even from the association space, it's something you have to keep working at, right?
Yeah, and that was actually something I want to ask Tiffany. So we have something in the association world where we ask ourselves if we're member centric. And then when you look at everything that you do from the perspective or the lens of the member or the customer in this case, you know, there's a ton of different personas that you have to learn. And then you tell the value story or to each one of them. Each one has a different idea of what that might be. So how do you identify those different personas? How do you learn about your customers so that you're able to deliver value that speaks to them? Like I tell my three-year-old all the time right now is we're learning everybody's different. And I think that applies in the workforce on day to day. Everybody has a different need set. So how do you identify those so that you can apply, you know, this methodology?
Right. Yeah. I think there's a couple of different ways that you can really identify like the different personas, map them, understand them better, right? And even talk to them, ask them for their feedback. And I think that's why we have product management teams and product owners that, you know, do have a stake in asking our stakeholders what they think about services. But another aspect is just even being able to host certain exercises, gather people in the room, ensure that you're catching all of the personas, all of the possible users for your application when you're doing this, because it goes back to what you were saying. Like sometimes you can just forget that a deployment isn't actually the end outcome that you want to achieve, right? And for a lot of teams, a lot of product teams, and even services teams, they you have certain outcomes, and they don't always end up trickling down to the people who are actually individual contributors on the team, or people who are actually working on the product. And so I think that's one of the things that's sometimes missing. And so value stream management actually plugs that back in for everybody to be able to say, like, hey, I know exactly what kinds of outcomes we're trying to achieve. And it's not just about putting something on a server and having it running, right?
And would you say this is like the next evolution of software development? Like, I know a little bit about the retail industry, and in that industry, many industries have changed where it used to be a manufacturer would develop a product and then they would basically tell the customer why this product is important to them. I feel like many industries right now are going the opposite way, where the customer is really driving what products need to be developed. Is that kind of the evolution here?
Yeah, I think so. And I always try to think back to the DevOps lifecycle, that lifecycle of just different responsibilities and events that happen in a software delivery or software development lifecycle, right? And it's this continuous cycle of just being able to deliver and then get back feedback and plan for it and then build it, right? And then test it, verify it, and then deploy it again. And so this cycle of continuously being able to deliver, get back feedback, set processes that work, and if they don't work, improve them again and again and again, I think is just really awesome. And that's like definitely where the industry is going in terms of software delivery today.
Which means that humans, right, at the end of the day, it's humans that decide whether value is created. So, to Jason's point and to Tiffany's point, it isn't going to be, here's a product and let me tell you why it's valuable to you. I mean, there's still some of that, of course, but it is humans that are driving the future of, you know, which products will be successful and where there's gaps. You know, Tiffany, one of the things I think is interesting, and I'd love for you to elaborate on this, and it is the spirit of your session next week, is that many people don't know that value stream management actually comes from Lean. That value stream mapping was very much a lean principle and activity that, while we hear value stream management mentioned now very, very frequently in the spirit of DevOps, it is actually a lean activity. Tell us a little bit about lean thinking in the perspective of value stream management.
Sure. Actually, a lot of even DevOps borrows from lean manufacturing and lean thinking. And it was just, it was a way of making processes more efficient and analyzing processes so that they worked for our people. Because I think one of the things is just that our processes work exactly how we define them, right? And so they're almost dumb in nature, right? If things change, those processes can break. If someone makes a mistake, these processes can break. They're just subject to all of these changes and possible pitfalls. And so when we think about lean thinking, it's really applying some of this procedural thinking and ensuring that there's always going to be this ability for people to have autonomy to control their processes for one thing, but also bring continuous improvement, innovation, changes, and really define their processes for them so that if there is like a new person on the team or there is, like a bad day, that we can fall back on our processes by default and it ensures that we meet this minimum bar that we've set. And so I think in lean thinking and in value stream management, we're really trying to apply some of these principles so that we're giving people the autonomy to make processes better and they feel empowered to do that. And I think that's really important because sometimes people forget that it's people over processes. Sometimes you're just thinking about, well, I got to make this more efficient. So that means, you know, we don't need this person on this team or we don't need to do this one thing, but it's like, at the end of the day, your people who are working that value stream, who are working that part of the value stream, they know the best actions to take, and they should have the autonomy to do so.
It feels like the crossroad, not from a framework perspective of DevOps, Lean, and Agile. And when I say Agile, I'm not talking about Agile software development, where agility is very, very important when we're looking at the software engineering lifecycle. We're looking at the delivery and the creation of value, where everybody has to think, start to really instill lean thinking so that the risk of processes becoming bureaucratic or becoming overly complex, or where processes are going to be the ruling indicator as opposed to the human, having the agility to adapt based on circumstances. Now we can't have snowflake processes also, where you know every instance is something unique. But I think that value stream management at its heart is intended to give us what I would call minimum viable process. What do you think about that?
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's why we have exercises like value stream mapping exercises, where you will be able to map out all of your processes, right? And better understand it, and then look and do analysis, like where are we spending just idle time between specific things? Maybe after you test an application, you actually don't deploy it for another, 3 months, and that 3 months is idle time before you get more feedback. And so, being able to notice those things and build processes around it is definitely one of the fastest ways to get to a MVP as soon as possible.
MVP, minimum viable product, minimum viable process. I think it's kind of a little bit of a marriage, right?
Yeah,
that you
yeah.
need both in order for that to happen. Before we started recording, Jason described himself as a people connector. And I think value stream management really serves as a people connector. I've been in value stream mapping exercises where, you see humans having to negotiate or having to agree on what the value stream actually is today and what its future state should be. So let's talk a little bit about people connection before we wrap up. How does value stream management, how does people connection really underpin the opportunity for value creation, whether we're talking about associations, whether we're talking about software engineering as a practice? Tiffany, tell us a little bit about people connections. And then Jason, I'm going to come to you about, from a networking perspective, why is people connecting so important?
Yeah, I love that question, because I've also been in value stream mapping exercises where sometimes people think that it's a failure if they didn't, make any actionable actions or understand or fix like all of their problems, have a process for everything. And so I think it's really important to note that, you may be just starting out, or maybe you're using a value stream mapping exercise to define what your process is going to be, or even try to discuss it in greater detail. And so if you come out of any type of value stream management exercise or even conversation that's really centered around value, and all that you gain from it is this understanding of where you are at the moment and where you want to go, and how you kind of relate to the value stream itself, I would say that that's the biggest win, right? Because all of a sudden now you've empowered your teams and given people this opportunity to gain autonomy and to take their own action. I think like that's one of the driving things that empowers people to make products better, to come with their own ideas, to improve processes. And so I think that's why it's so important that we always remember the human in a lot of these value stream management exercises and principles.
Yeah, it breaks down territory sometimes, right? I mean, it breaks down, a little bit of that if I, if I give up this piece of my process, I'm giving up a piece of me. So Jason, talk about people connections and why belonging to a professional association in particular really helps to encourage stronger people connections.
Yeah, I mean, people connecting on its basic level. I mean, there's a psychological need that we all have, right? To have a social connection. I mean, it lowers anxiety. It can improve your mental health. But then, from a professional standpoint, you know, there's the saying of, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. There's, you know, the connection piece of what we need from a professional standpoint, as far as learning best practices in an industry, maybe getting a mentor, maybe it's meeting someone for coffee at an event, maybe it's attending a chapter meeting and learning something that you didn't know, or attending a skill up day and learning from someone like Tiffany on the fundamentals of lean thinking. There's so many aspects to what that connection piece could be. But I think at the end of the day, what we're all looking to do is grow our network. And that helps to for us to grow as individuals, both personally and professionally, and achieve that next status or next piece of what you want to be professionally. But then also as a person, because I think a lot of us take away things from attending association events or belonging to associations that we use in our personal lives. I mean, I belong to associations as well. And you know, that's my personal takeaway. And that's why I believe so strongly in associations, because I think they do help us improve to be more well-rounded as individuals.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because value stream management, value stream mapping is a very social activity. You know, I wish for all three of us that we could really spend more time talking about this, because it's such an important topic, but we can, right? So on March 18th, DevOps Institute Skill Up Day, featuring Tiffany talking more about lean thinking and value stream management is going to happen. So March 18th, it's a free event. Go up to DevOps Institute's website and register, and we're going to chat, and we're going to have some amazing sessions and a lot of knowledge sharing between the attendees, the sponsors, and the speakers, really only focused on value stream management. So we do get to take the conversation forward on March 18th. And of course, we're very grateful to Tiffany and Harness for helping us bring skill up days to life. Tiffany, anything you want to give us a little more hint about your session?
Yeah. Well, if anyone is interested in learning more about lean thinking, I actually go through some of the principles and how you can really think about your processes and your people and apply them to, you know, your processes or even your value stream management style.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. And I know Tiffany's also going to join us in the speaker's lounge for questions and general chat. So that'll be amazing. Again, remember, please, March 18th, Skill Up Days. You can register at either www.devopsinstitute.com or www.skillupdays.io. Jason, Tiffany, thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. I think, you know, given everything that's happened in the last year, the need for human connections, for people connecting, for understanding delivery of value creation. And then as an industry as a whole, I think we've been propelled into the future that has made us really kind of rethink some of the things we may have been doing organizationally and individually over the last, say, decade. So very, very excited about next week's Skill Up Days. And particularly excited as we enter into this new decade to see how all of these principles and practices come to life.
And Jane, I would be remiss if we didn't mention that next week on the 17th, we're going to be launching a pre-sale savings opportunity for our brand new premium membership. And just going back on what I said about joining a community, you can join the DevOps Institute community, our brand new membership. And like I said, the 17th of March, and you get 25% off if you join between March 17th and March 31. So that's something else that's new and exciting that's coming next week.
It's a big week for us next week on many, many, many different levels. Thank you for bringing that up, Jason. Appreciate that. Okay, so again, this is Jane Grohl. You've been listening to the Humans of DevOps podcast. Again, join us next week for our pre-launch of our premium membership program and skill up days, March 17th for membership, March 18th for skill up days. Wishing everyone listening good health, good learning, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again, Jason and Tiffany.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Humans of DevOps podcast. Don't forget to join our global community to get access to even more great resources like this. Until next time, remember, you are part of something bigger than yourself. You belong.